Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Detroit Tigers and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the lead-off spot. The center fielder, Doc Kramer. Batting second. The second baseman, Eddie Mayo. Batting third. The third baseman, Pinky Higgins. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Rudy York. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Dick Wakefield. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Jimmy Outlaw. Batting seventh. The catcher, Paul Richards. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Joe Hoover. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Stubby Overmyer. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Stubby Overmyer. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the lead-off spot. The center fielder, Merle Hoag. Batting second. The first baseman, Mickey Rocco. Batting third. The right fielder, Roy Cullenbein. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Lou Boudreau. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Pat Seary. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Ken Keltner. Batting seventh. The catcher, Buddy Rosar. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Ray Mack. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Al Smith. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Al Smith. And now, play ball. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mack scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Eddie Mayo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayo strikes out. Two outs. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Hoag, who is chasing the ball. York reaches third base with a triple. Higgins goes all the way around to score. It's 1-0, Tigers. Dick Wakefield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wakefield strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Merle Hoag is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoag strikes out. One out. Mickey Rocco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rocco hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Roy Cullenbein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Rocco moves to second. Roy Cullenbein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullenbein takes first base on ball four. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau hits a pop-up towards short. Hoover settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pat Seary is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seary hits a pop-up towards third. Higgins settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Indians nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Jimmy Outlaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Outlaw hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keltner fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Paul Richards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richards takes first base on ball four. Joe Hoover is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoover hits a line drive towards short. Boudreau catches it and throws to first to double up Richards. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner hits a fly ball into right field. Outlaw settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Buddy Rosar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosar hits a ball on the ground towards third. Higgins fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ray Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hoover misplays the ball. That's an error on Hoover. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith takes first base on ball four. Mack moves to second. Merle Hoag is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoag is 0 for 1 in the game. Hoag hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mayo fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Indians nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Stubby Overmyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Overmyer hits a fly ball into left field. Siri settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 0 for 1 in the game. Kramer hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Hoag. Kramer reaches second base with a double. Eddie Mayo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayo is 0 for 1 in the game. Mayo hits a fly ball into left field. Siri settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Higgins takes first base on ball 4. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York is 1 for 1 in the game, with a triple. He's got 1 RBI. York hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Hoag. York reaches second base with a double. Kramer scores. Higgins moves to third. It's 2-0, Tigers. Dick Wakefield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wakefield is 0 for 1 in the game. Wakefield hits a ball on the ground towards first. Rocco scoops it up and throws to first, with Smith covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Mickey Rocco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rocco is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Rocco hits a line drive into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roy Cullenbine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullenbine is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Cullenbine hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hoover misplays the ball. That's an error on Hoover. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 0 for 1 in the game. Boudreau hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Overmyer fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Indians nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Jimmy Outlaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Outlaw is 0 for 1 in the game. Outlaw hits a fly ball into left field. Siri settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Paul Richards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richards is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Richards takes first base on ball 4. Joe Hoover is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoover is 0 for 1 in the game. Hoover hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Rosar settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Stubby Overmyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Overmyer is 0 for 1 in the game. Overmyer hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Mack settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Pat Sirri is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sirri is 0-for-1 in the game. Sirri hits a fly ball into left field. Wakefield settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 0-for-1 in the game. Keltner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mayo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Buddy Rosar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosar is 0-for-1 in the game. Rosar hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ray Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack is 0-for-1 in the game. Mack hits a fly ball into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Indians nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Kramer hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Mack settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eddie Mayo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayo is 0-for-2 in the game. Mayo hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mack scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Higgins hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Sirri. Higgins reaches second base with a double. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York is 2-for-2 in the game, with a double and a triple. He's got 2 RBIs. York hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Higgins scores. It's 3-0, Tigers. Dick Wakefield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wakefield is 0-for-2 in the game. Wakefield hits a fly ball into center field. Hoag settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mayo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Merle Hoag is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoag is 0-for-2 in the game. Hoag hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Mayo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mickey Rocco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rocco is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Rocco hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mayo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Indians nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Jimmy Outlaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Outlaw is 0-for-2 in the game. Outlaw hits a fly ball into center field. Hoag settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Paul Richards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richards is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks. Richards hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Joe Hoover is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Richards. The throw from Rosar and he is safe. Richards steals second. Joe Hoover is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoover is 0-for-2 in the game. Hoover hits a fly ball into center field. Hoag settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Stubby Overmyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Overmyer is 0-for-2 in the game. Overmyer hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Richards scores. It's 4-0, Tigers. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Kramer hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Smith fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Roy Cullenbine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullenbine is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Cullenbine hits a fly ball into left field. Wakefield settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 0-for-2 in the game. Boudreau hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mayo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Pat Seary is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seary is 0-for-2 in the game. Seary hits a pop-up towards third. Higgins settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Indians nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Eddie Mayo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayo is 0-for-3 in the game. Mayo hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Max scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Higgins hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mac misplays the ball. That's an error on Mac. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York is 3-for-3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a triple. He's got 3 RBIs. York hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Higgins moves to third. Dick Wakefield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wakefield is 0-for-3 in the game. Wakefield hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Higgins scores. York moves to third. Wakefield moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 5-0, Tigers. Jimmy Outlaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Outlaw is 0-for-3 in the game. Outlaw is walked intentionally. Ray Pote now pitching. Paul Richards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richards is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and 2 walks. Richards takes first base on ball 4. York scores. Wakefield moves to third. Outlaw moves to second. It's 6-0, Tigers. Joe Hoover is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoover is 0-for-3 in the game. Hoover hits a pop-up towards short. Boudreau settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Stubby Overmyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Overmyer is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Overmyer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Max scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 0-for-2 in the game. Keltner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mayo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Buddy Rosar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosar is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Rosar hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mayo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ray Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack is 0-for-2 in the game. Mack hits a ball on the ground towards third. Higgins fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the Indians nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Kramer hits a fly ball into left field. Siri settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eddie Mayo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayo is 0-for-4 in the game. Mayo strikes out. Two outs. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Higgins hits a fly ball into right field. Cullenbine settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Rusty Peters pinch hits for Raypote. Rusty Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Obermeyer fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Merle Hoag is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoag is 0-for-3 in the game. Hoag hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Kramer who is chasing the ball. Hoag reaches third base with a triple. Mickey Rocco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rocco is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Rocco hits a line drive into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Roy Cullenbine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullenbine is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Cullenbine hits a ball on the ground towards third. Higgins fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the Indians nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Joe Hebbing now pitching. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York is 4-for-4 in the game, with two singles, a double, and a triple. He's got three RBIs. York hits a pop-up towards first. Rocco settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Wakefield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wakefield is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Wakefield takes first base on ball 4. Jimmy Outlaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Outlaw is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Outlaw hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreau scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Wakefield moves to second. Two outs. Paul Richards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richards is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and three walks. He's got one RBI. Richards hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Siri throws the ball into Boudreau who tags Richards trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Wakefield scores. It's 7-0, Tigers. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 7, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 0-for-3 in the game. Boudreau hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Pat Siri is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siri is 0-for-3 in the game. Siri hits a fly ball into right field. Outlaw settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 0-for-3 in the game. Keltner hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Kramer. Keltner reaches second base with a double. Boudreau goes all the way around to score. It's 7-1 Tigers. Buddy Rosar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosar is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Rosar hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hoover scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ray Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack is 0-for-3 in the game. Mack hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Kramer. Mack reaches second base with a double. Keltner scores. It's 7-2, Tigers. Norm Schluter pinch hits for Joe Hebbing. Norm Schluter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schluter hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Obermeier fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 7, and Cleveland Indians, 2. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.